8 years ago, Brandon Harper was taking two teenagers he knew to go register for school. Before Harper could even take the car out of park, Riverdale police officer Anthony Milton pulled up in his squad car in front of Harper and jumped out with his gun drawn. Milton strangely told Harper and the two boys in the car to put their hands over their eyes. Then, Milton fired one shot, striking Harper in the chest. Marcus West Umbra, who was 16 at the time, was sitting in the back seat.
It happened so fast, it's really not even a story. He jumped out, there he was, bang. It just happened so fast.
WBEZ and the Better Government Association are taking an in-depth look at suburban police shootings. Harper's shooting looks like many of the cases we reviewed. The shooting was fatal, like almost half of the cases. The victim was black, like the majority of shootings. And like all of the 113 suburban police shootings since 2005, there was no discipline for the officer involved or any meaningful review of his actions. And, like many of the other shootings, Brandon Harper was unarmed. Harper's older brother, Harold Leffridge, was the first one to get to the hospital after the shooting. He had to tell his mother and Harper's live-in girlfriend that Brandon was dead.
All I can do is walk toward them as they were walking toward me. I shook my head like this, and then they both just say, oh no, and both fell on the floor crying. Brandon didn't make it.
Harper was 23 when he died. He had a 5-month-old son, Brandon Jr. His girlfriend would give birth to his daughter just days after his death.
My birthday was March 4th. Brandon's birthday was March 14th. Say, we used to say, forget what the day is. We'll always do it on the same day. So we would go to the lake and do little things or maybe go get a drink or something. And we just have fun, just normal having fun, everyday things.
This all happened, allegedly, because of loud music. According to police records, Officer Anthony Milton said he stopped in front of Harper because of the music blaring from his car speakers. He gave no other reason for the stop. Milton had had frequent run-ins with Harper, who had been arrested for offenses ranging from domestic battery to drug possession. At the sight of the officer, Harper tried to get out of the car, but Milton pulled his gun and ordered him back in. Milton told investigators that Harper kept trying to bring his hand down near his waist, and then, fearing Harper was going for a gun, Milton killed him. There was no weapon in the car, but Harper did have a few baggies of crack in his pocket. There's speculation in police reports that Harper might have been trying to grab the crack out of his pocket to eat it. The week after, a group of protesters, led by Harper's mom, marched outside of a Riverdale board meeting. During the meeting, in video broadcast by ABC7, Riverdale Mayor Dion Dean responded.
So you already know.
I've experienced that, but as your mayor, it will not continue to happen.
But it did continue to happen. This village of 13,000 people had four more police shootings in the next 4 years. Mayor Dean says he got more money for police training, but he couldn't give any specifics. The state police investigated the Harper shooting, as required by law, but they only look at whether the officer committed a crime when they pulled the trigger. Everything else is left up to local departments. No criminal charges were filed for the Harper shooting, and the Riverdale Police Department did not do its own review. Milton, who did not respond to our multiple requests for an interview, was not disciplined in any way or ordered for more training. He's still on the force and has since been promoted to sergeant.
I thought it was a good shooting.
Hollis Duro was the Riverdale police chief at the time of the shooting. I interviewed him along with a reporter from the BGA, Casey Toner. Like a lot of the suburban police chiefs we talked to, Duro says he left everything up to the state police and the Cook County State's Attorney.
A lot of times when an investigation is concluded, they'll tell you what they came up with. And I have never tried to go back into various facts about good or bad.
Well, in this case, you know, one of the odd things that happened is Officer Milton, when he approached the car, he told them to put their hands on their face. Have you ever heard anything like that before?
No. No, that I haven't heard. Wow.
I've
never heard of that, ever. Ever.
Does that sound like bad tactics to you?
Not only is it bad tactics, it's not taught. You're not taught that in the academy. No one is taught that.
Again, Duro was the police chief in Riverdale when Harper was killed. If anyone was going to look into the shooting and figure out if the officer made any mistakes, it would be him. He did nothing. Throughout our reporting, we talked to multiple suburban police chiefs and municipal leaders, and many of them sounded like Chief Duro. They believed in some big picture way in holding bad officers accountable, but at every turn came up empty when they were in charge. Some of them seemed clueless about what exactly the Illinois State Police are investigating after a shooting, and of all the things that are left up to them. Like whether a police officer followed his training when he told a trio of young men to cover their faces before opening fire, or whether there were any mistakes during a police stop that started with loud music and ended with an unarmed man dead. I asked Duro about that big gap between the criminal investigation and everything else that goes uninvestigated.
If chiefs are looking at it the way you are, then that means you've got no accountability for any shooting ever, right?
But there should be accountability somewhere along the chain.
But how does it happen?
See, he's got me confused now. But it should be. It's amazing what you said. It is really amazing. Okay. Boom.
In the years following the killing of Brandon Harper, 65 more people would be killed or wounded by police bullets in the Cook County suburbs. Most of the shootings would come in moments of extreme danger, cut and dry good shoots in the parlance of police. Some would seem fishy or easily preventable, and some would seem downright criminal. But for each of them, what would happen after the squeezing of the trigger would be almost exactly the same. No charges, no discipline, no accountability at all. I'm Patrick Smith.